This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 368, recorded Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dum-dum-dum. So welcome to another episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. We're once again back on Tuesday because I am unavailable tomorrow night. I will be sitting in a hut outside.
Which sounds like tons of fun.
Well, you know, I wish that nice summer-like weather had been around for that. Now we seem to be getting into the less summery weather. So let's see, what does it say is going to happen tomorrow? Sunny, nice, and warm. Oh, that's good. Warm with sun and clouds. Variable clouds with a shower on Friday. Okay, so much for that. At least 2 days of not so bad. I guess I might have to eat inside. Anyway, let's see what else is going on. After that, I do have my vacation. I have to recover from all the holidays. And then I'll be back.
Yay!
I don't know what's going to happen while I'm abroad, but I'll see what I can do about figuring out a way to check in. It's just that because last time, if you remember, I was going somewhere where I was available at the right time of day to do this podcast. Being as I'm going somewhere where it is later than here, I don't know if I could stay up till the time of this podcast, because that would be, but maybe we could figure out something. I'll keep in touch.
Cool.
Anyway, any exciting Android-y news?
I think so. Or at least stuff that relates to Android, yes.
No, I meant from you personally, not.
Oh, no, not really. My phone continues to do well. Fee continues to treat me right.
Bye.
You say fee, I say fi.
Oh.
Yep, exactly.
Anyway, me too. I'm looking forward to using it abroad again. It was very reliable last time, although I am going to some fairly remote places. I may have to take a bus.
I don't think having to take a bus makes a place qualify as being remote.
Well, let's see. From what I understand, I have to pick up a bus at a creamery, then change buses, and change buses again, and then walk.
Does it have internet?
The bus?
The place where you're going.
I hope.
That would be my definition of remote, if it did not have internet.
I don't know. Parts of it may not. Although I hear cellular is everywhere. But all I can say on the matter is, once again, I am going somewhere without my travel plans intact, which seems to be a theme for me.
You should stop that.
It isn't me. It's other people.
I'm sure.
The same other people who sent me out of the country on a one-way ticket. Anyway, that's the whole conversation. Let's see what else is going on. Apparently my Moto X Pure is supposed to get Nougat.
Nice.
Guess what I haven't gotten yet on my Moto X Pure? It starts with N.
Kneller wafer?
We've crossed that. But just to be fair, I should check right now. This isn't that new version of Android where when you ask for it, it says my device software is up to date despite the fact that it hasn't been patched since 2016. Oh, well. And to think, I'm considering getting an X4. I haven't said I'm going to, but I can. So, that's depressing.
I'm sorry.
Well, again, it's not my active one anymore, but I really like it. Linux kernel LTS releases are now good for 6 years, which is something that's going to go upstream Android. So LTS is, of course, long-term support.
Yay! And apparently this is not just for Android. This is for all LTS is going to be, or all Linux kernels are going to have 6 years of long-term support.
Yeah, it's the reality of the world we live in now. Anyway, Google has killed the NFC Smart Unlock due to lack of interest. No comment?
Nope.
Okay. I guess you're one of the people not interested.
Well, you know, I think they're doing it the best way they can. If you're using it, it doesn't get disabled. But if you're not using it, then you can't enable it.
That works.
Apparently nobody used it.
Not nobody.
Almost nobody.
That's amusing. Anyway. So the Android Fire OS, is, the new version 6, is based on Nougat. They've never necessarily been fully up to date, but it's nice to know that they're iterating. I bought a bunch of Fire tablets when they were on sale. Did I ever tell you what I do with them?
Nope.
Well, I have a Ring video doorbell. I use them so I could see who's at the door.
Uh-huh.
I have it mounted to the wall with a magnetic car mount.
And does it work for you?
Yeah, though I found a bit of a problem with the Wi-Fi.
What's that?
I don't know. I keep saying it's disconnected. I've been meaning to look at it, but I've been busy. Remember, I had a religious thing on Saturday, and then on Sunday I was at Indie Web Camp.
Yep.
Which I'm sure you're very excited to hear about.
Very.
I went to Indie Web Camp. Excitement over. Anyway, so this means that they're going to be keeping pace. So let's see what else we have here. Key store, key attestation. This one I have to...
Attestation is the French word for certificate.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Because I read this, I found it interesting, but it's a little more technical than some of the stuff we talk about.
So in summary, what it means is that for a... if you're an app developer and your service needs a key, one of the things that you can do is tell your service can require that the key that you get from Android exists in a hardware store.
Yes.
That's all it is.
So I've heard iHeartRadio release a standalone app for Android Wear 2.0.
Yay. I don't know how I feel about that.
You don't have an Android Wear.
No, I don't. Huh. But iHeartRadio is a customer of my employer, so.
No, I'm not sure. But either way, it's nice. I'm not sure if I want to listen to radio purely on my watch. I'm sure somebody must.
Well, it's got to come out the... Do those phones have, or do those watches have, like, headphone jacks?
Some of them can do Bluetooth. It's a little small for a headphone, but some of them are designed...
If it's iHeartRadio, it's got to have an internet connection.
Yeah. Some of them have an internet connection, and some of them pair with your phone, many of them now have Wi-Fi. For example, the one I have has Wi-Fi.
Mm, okay.
Google Family Link is now open to all.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
Google Family Link? It's an app that was in a preview and is now in a live mode. So Family Link is basically a parental control feature.
Okay.
It was limited. Now it is not limited.
Cool.
Google Authenticator has added experimental support for USB keys. Which actually relates to the next thing on the list. Google may be retooling security with optional USB security keys, which they've tried before but didn't quite take off.
So are these like dongles or like the YubiKeys?
They're dongles. And of course, I'm sure you heard about the new YubiKey with the USB-C connector.
No, I haven't heard about a USB-C YubiKey.
Okay, YubiKey announced their increasingly compact items. So one of the ones they have is basically, let me see if I can... The YubiKey 4C Nano. It is a the
same feature. That thing's tiny.
Yeah, and you know, and it's USB-C, and it is so tiny that there's barely anything there.
Wow, that's itty bitty.
Yeah, basically, it's hardly larger than the plug that it plugs in.
Wow, that's kind of neat. And they do have a different one that's not the Nano, but still, that's tiny.
Yeah, I agree. You can get the Neo, which is the one that has NFC for mobile.
Right, but now you can't use NFC Smart Unlock.
That isn't Smart Unlock.
That's but you couldn't use the YubiKey as the NFC tag for.
No, but you couldn't have.
Wow, man, that's like tiny.
Yes. I've never had a YubiKey. I've told you I've been playing with new technologies, but I haven't gotten to YubiKey. I actually found another interesting new technology I was looking into. Something called Happy Bubbles. Have you ever heard of Happy Bubbles?
No.
Happy Bubbles is a presence detection. They do basically... to read their description, it's a different kind of IoT company. The happiest bubbles are the ones you create for yourself, not the ones others force upon you. So they're open source and open hardware items that are designed to run on your own network and not rely on other people's cloud services. So their first product is a Wi-Fi connected Bluetooth beacon detector. So the idea is if you have one of these beacons, then these little Wi-Fi presence detectors will pick them up and they can identify which room you're in. So if you put one in every room, then it will know which room you're in and do stuff about that.
Interesting.
Well, it's $30 a unit or $100 for a 4-pack, and they're out of stock. But I find the idea interesting. I've been playing with presence detection.
Cool.
Well, I've been doing it the old-fashioned way.
You push a button when you go in the room?
No. I'm monitoring any radio transmissions in the room and using that to determine whether or not I'm in range. So if something connects to my home Wi-Fi, that's an indication that device is inside the house.
Okay.
I also have a Bluetooth USB adapter scanning for Bluetooth devices. So I know, for example, that right in my home right now, I have the Moto X Pure, which you know about, the Google Home, at least two Fire tablets, the Harmony Hub, a bunch of Rokus, Zeus tablet, something manufactured by Delta Electronics. Also, I'm picking up at least one of the neighbors because I don't have a BlackBerry here anywhere. It's also picking up my Bluetooth light bulb. So it's picking up every Bluetooth device within range.
Wow.
Don't worry, if they're not mine, I tell it to stop. I blacklist everything. What's our Qualcomm thing doing in my... So, again, gives me something. So if my device is in the house, that probably means I'm in the house. Anyway, tomorrow, supposedly, there's going to be a Pixel event. So tomorrow I'm going to make a decision as to whether or not I'm going to upgrade my phone in one direction or upgrade my phone in another direction.
Yeah.
Or my third option, buy somebody's used last year's product and postpone the decision another year because those people will want to buy this year's product.
That's a fair, yep. I don't know what I'm going to do either.
Well, it's time to start thinking about it. That doesn't mean I'm going to do something. I want to make a decision tomorrow as to whether or not I'm going to do something. Mostly because that $50 extra credit for trading in my Nexus 5X only lasts till tomorrow. So if I can get $165 on a trade in them. Anyway, let me think. Any other Android related? Not that I can think of offhand.
No, but tomorrow should be a big day.
And that'll give us a lot to talk about next Tuesday.
I hope so. Other than, I'm so disappointed, man.
In what?
In the Pixels.
Why do you want to think about being disappointed before you get an opportunity to be disappointed?
Man, what I want to know is who thought it was a brilliant idea, squeezable?
Mr. Whipple? I don't know if you got a chuckle at that one.
That is the silliest thing I've ever heard. However, to be fair, I once thought that putting the fingerprint sensor on the back of the phone was similarly dumb. And as it turns out, that's pretty much the perfect place to put it.
Except a lot of phones don't have it there anymore.
Yeah, well, those phones are dumb.
I'm still disappointed that you didn't even chuckle at my Mr. Whipple joke. When was the last time anybody got to make Mr. Whipple joke?
I don't even know who Mr. Whipple is.
He was the guy in those commercials where it was "Don't squeeze the Charmin."
Oh. Yeah, I didn't realize he had a name.
You probably think that the Time to Make the Donuts guy didn't have a name either.
I don't know the Time to Make the Donuts guy.
Not a Dunkin' Donuts.
I like their donuts.
But that was the guy in the commercials who show up and say, "Time to make." You don't recall this ad campaign? It went on for years.
Sorry, no.
Okay.
I watch very few ads.
He's been dead for years. I think his name was Fred. Here we are. Time to Make the Donuts guy. The actor's name was Michael Vail, and he played the longtime sleepy-eyed mascot Fred the Baker for the Dunkin' Donuts chain.
Okay.
From 1981 to 1997. Anyway.
Nope, don't remember it. Sorry.
Not a fan of Fred the Baker, I'll live. Anyway, I have more excitement in my continuing home monitoring, which is the last thing I'll mention. Winter is coming.
Is that a Game of Thrones joke?
No.
Should I chuckle?
No, winter is coming. Also, I've never watched Game of Thrones. Not my thing. But I installed these temperature sensors in order to figure out why the temperature in my apartment varied so much, but it varies more when it's cold outside. So I know here in my living room, the temperature actually has been steady between 71 and 72. However, in the bedroom, the temperature actually dipped overnight when I turned the air conditioner on, down to 68, and then jumped back up by 1 hour after I left in the morning, all the way back up to 72, and constantly climbing until it's now, currently in there, 73.76, and it's 75 in my kitchen. In fact, it got as high as 76.1 at 10:20 last night. I have to find something more interesting to do with the data, though.
I'm at a loss.
Well, right now it's being used in order to control my air.
Excellent.
And eventually it'll be used to control my heating. We're off season for that, as you mentioned. But we'll see. Anyway, why don't we pick this up next week?
Let's do that. So, bye, folks.
Good night.
Good night.
And take the donuts.
I'm sure that's supposed to be funny, but I just don't get it.
I didn't say it was funny. I'm just reminding you of the pop culture reference you missed for 16 years. 1981 to 1997. That would be 16 years.
Okay.
That and Mr. Whipple. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.